code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Through the Matrix. It's October the 19th, 2007. For those who are newcomers, please look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of free downloads on previous shows and the histories of this great big world of ours and how we're going into a particular ultimate fascist dictatorship really worldwide, how we got here, who are the players are behind it, and also get free transcripts in the languages of Europe from Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. Last Wednesday, I was reading a little bit from a book called The Trap by Sir James Goldsmith. Sir James Goldsmith came over from Britain, and he was a big magnate in Britain. He was a big mover and shaker for huge corporations his whole life. And he was all for the European Union at one time because the way it was sold to these movers and shakers, of which he was one, was that the countries would still retain some sort of independence and sovereignty. And when he saw it going off into a strange, closed, totalitarian little parliament in Brussels, he came out against it and tried to pull Britain back out of it again. Then he came down with a very fast-acting cancer, which would kill him within a month or two, in fact, after diagnosis. Well, I've got the audio tape of the speech he gave to the Senate, the U.S. Senate, in 1994, just prior to them signing the GATT Treaty. Everyone's heard of it. I heard it on the news, same news as everyone else heard it from, but everyone's tossed it out their mind because they were not told that it was important by the same media that told you about it. And the general agreement on tariffs and trade was a star chamber that was being set up to dictate that who would trade with whom, which companies could do so, and who would be excluded. And the star chamber's verdict was final. There was no input from any public anywhere. It's a closed system, the star chamber, based after the old King James. He had a star chamber in his court as well, where their word was law, and there was no appeal. Same system. And this general agreement on tariffs and trade was to give certain favoured nation status, a term coined way back in the times of John Dee at the British court in the 1500s, for free trade, where the big corporations, in other words, would be excluded from paying taxes for import duties into other countries. So tonight, after the show, that will be up. A particular audio from Sir James Goldsmith. Great speech. It was started off by the speaker for the Senate, for the Commerce Committee, and that was Senator Howley. You'll hear him at the beginning. And the odd thing is they all agreed with him. Then about 2 days later, they all voted for GATT. I'll be back after the following messages.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And before the break I was talking about Sir James Goldsmith, who started a party up to try and pull Britain back out of the European Union, when he realized that it was anything but a democratic institution. There's no democracy about it. In fact, 2 years ago, the head of the European Parliament declared it a heresy, mind you, to criticize any of its actions. So there we go with these psychopaths. They always get to the top in all institutions. It doesn't surprise me. But Sir James Goldsmith was quite right in the effects that this general agreement on tariffs and trade would have. Now, what you don't understand is, since the end of World War II, organizations were set up under the auspices of the United Nations, the front man for the straw man, really, for these big corporations, the big, rich, powerful people. And they decided to unite Europe then. And it was about 1948 they set up the first bureaucracies in Britain to covertly, mind you, because they admitted that a couple of years ago when they first released the papers the public must not be told. The whole purpose of this bureaucracy was to eventually integrate the whole of Europe under a single parliamentary system. And that was 1948. Now, in 1947, the first agreement for the general agreement on tariffs and trade was done in Marrakesh. And that was part one. And I think there's been, I think the one that James Goldsmith was talking was part eight that had recently been done in 94. So they've been at this since the end of World War II. And the whole idea was to set up a European parliament, a North American parliament initially, and a parliament for the Pacific Rim nations, including New Zealand and Australia. And they had to do it quietly, and it was done under the auspices of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a non-governmental agency, they claim, which just happens to have many government members on board and on their payroll, we might say. And they certainly have most reporters on their payroll because you have to be asked into this institution, and the reporters think that's a real boon. It's like getting a Nobel Prize to a reporter to get into that institution. And the Council on Foreign Relations is the American department, which was to do the same thing for the Americas, work stealthily in the Americas, in Canada, and the U.S., and Mexico, Chile, and a few other countries to bring all this about. So here you are. It was already set up, and it was rolling towards finalization before we were even born, most of us. And it's been done in secrecy. And I read some of The Trap last Wednesday, where one of the main players in this particular movement admits that it was done in secrecy, and it could never have been done in a democratic institution or country. It was anything but democratic. So I really advise people to look into The Trap by Sir James Goldsmith, because what you don't realize, under the GATT Treaty also came the fact that your corporations would be encouraged to go abroad. Not only that, your own governments would use your tax money to move those corporations and factories over to China. It was also agreed that for the first 7 to 10 years, if those companies lost profits, projected profits during that time of setup, and for the first few years, the country they came from would also pay their losses. So the taxpayer has paid for the losses. It's quite the deal for the international corporations. And the Western countries, primarily the US, Canada, and Britain, and so on, helped to fund that. At least the taxpayers funded it all. The complete removal of your infrastructure, your ability to take care of yourself and manufacture yourself, was purposely taken out. That's called interdependence, the term that Margaret Thatcher used. Interdependence, so that you cannot be independent as a nation. You're now interlocked, interdependent. That was the whole point of it. And as I say, 2 years ago, when the second last agreement was signed, the further agreement into amalgamation of the Americas at Waco, Texas, they admitted that there are a few more to go, and really by 2010 it will be complete. That will be the complete integration. The money has been lined up today. The dollars are pretty well on par from the U.S. and Canadian side, and they'll probably stay on par until we're integrated. All they have to do now is somehow get a general sales tax or some other name for the same thing in the United States, because it certainly won't take the taxes off of Canada to merge. They'll have to bring the states up to the same high cost of living as Canada in order for merger, because that's what they did under the GATT Treaty for the British nation. They had to come up to the other countries' high cost of living. So nothing is by chance. It's planned in advance. It's done in secrecy. And meanwhile, the same characters who do this are flapping their lips off about democracy, and they're, if anything, but democracy in them. It's an alien concept to them. But I always remember what Toynbee, who was a professor for Rhodes Scholars in the 1930s, said. at an international meeting, I think held in Denmark. And he said that we always deny with our mouth that we do with our hands. And that's always been their strategy. They have no problem lying to the public and treating us like children. But then again, nothing much has changed down through thousands of years. All religious leaders or gods are always good shepherds, which mean we are all silly sheep. And a sheep has been bred by the shepherd, obviously. That's his livelihood. That's what he lives off of. He lives pretty well. And he fleeces his sheep and he eats them at the same time, much like ourselves. So I used to laugh when they used to sing these hymns when I was small, and we were all singing about being nice little sheep that have gone astray. Well, that wasn't me. I decided to be a goat instead, because a goat, you see, can always climb up the mountains and get away from the sheep and look down upon them and see what's really going on. That's the kind of world we live in, and that's what you have to be if you want to be a thinker and a survivor and someone who changes the course of this totalitarian fascist system, because it is a fascist system. The integration, the merger of politics, politicians, CEOs of corporations all working together, often using musical chairs to move from the corporation into politics and back again. We are under fascism, and we have been actually since at least the 1930s. World War II helped to pull out the Western nations. They needed World War II. And as Carl Quigley said, the real purpose of war is to change the societies of all those that participate, because you can get more done in 5 years of war on a governmental scale than you can with 50 years of peace and propaganda. So that's the purpose of war. Now, I get lots of email coming in here. And I was talking last week about this tremendous big drill they're having in the States and Canada to do with emergency preparedness. But it's also over in Britain, they're having the same thing, and other parts of the world as well. And it's an amalgamated effort to use all the official military, police, etc., all working together, all the institutions, along with the non-governmental institutions, the civil workers as well. And they're having mock drills and dirty bomb drills and vaccination drills all over the place, all training the public for what's to come, I think, down the road. He was all terrified. And this is an email from one man, one young guy who's at university right now in Arizona, Arizona State University. And this is what he said. I go to the ASU as an undergrad here in the disgusting city of Phoenix. We were talking recently about the dirty bomb drill that is to take place here in Phoenix and how Chandler is encouraging people to participate in the vaccine drill, which is supposed to assess the level of effectiveness of mass vaccinations in case of crisis such as terrorist attacks or infectious outbreaks. Chandler is really part of Greater Phoenix now. Indeed, many people are in complete acceptance of these exercises and pretty much oblivious to the implications of such exercises even being suggested. I suppose this should completely resonate with the folks who may, or who are my age, during the nuclear scare and being told to duck and cover in case of a bomb. Well, that's true. That's what they used back in the 50s and 60s and some of the 70s. They were telling the children to go under their desks and hide as though that was going to save them. And it was all to get them trained. It was a real threat. They love these phony threats, you see, for control purposes. These exercises don't serve to prepare officials for anything, but rather they obviously serve basically as Pavlovian gimmicks to constantly reinforce our fear of the potential worst-case scenario. It certainly helps that a significant portion of the people are zealous religious fanatics who actually think this alarmism is a natural progression to the apocalypse and end times, which we're all destined to achieve. And it's true, a lot of the big holy rollers that run, that lead all the big herds, are preaching the ET phenomenon. For a Christian, it's the end times. For the New Agers, it's extraterrestrials. Now, I'll continue with this mail after the following messages. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows.
Hey, Alan, I got California for you.
The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. This multi-leveled matrix, really, that we're all living in. And just finishing off reading an email from a student, which gives hope, you know, when you have students who can think, and this one can think. So all is not lost. To continue with his letter, he says, anyway, the funny thing is Barack Obama, or if that's short for Baruch, I bet you it is, decided to come to the ASU campus today at 10 a.m. and speak for half an hour or so, no real substance in classic political prose, and subsequently revert to bashing the job Bush is doing, constantly repeating the slogan, change. Change we can believe in. And that's true, because they use this change thing all the time in all their slogans. They get them from the marketing companies, like change is good. Well, I mean, it might be on the street. You'd be on the street, but that's change. Is that good? They never qualify what they mean by change. But they want us all to believe in it. Meanwhile, and I got this picture of this, chemtrails being sprayed overhead, that's this morning, over this university, and they've been releasing chemtrails since early in the morning. I came to campus around 8:20, and at that time, there were clear skies, and I could see apparent first spray flights from east to west overhead. What's interesting is that I live in Mesa, And obviously I'm well aware of chemtrails. I keep an eye out quite often for them and notice them consistently. However, I don't normally notice them over the ASU campus almost at all. So it's very odd to see any at all, much less six, which is how many individual trails I counted that I could be certain were left overhead. Most of the time, the chemtrails I notice are around South Mesa and above Chandler. In fact, I used to referee, he talks about some of the games he plays in that area. I remember one day when I was refereeing from 95, throughout the course of the day, the sky completely artificially went from clear to a thick blanket of chem clouds overhead within a matter of hours. At one point, this is no exaggeration, there were easily over 15 planes in the sky, to be exact. If I can remember correctly, I counted 21. I didn't have a cell phone on me at the time, and so I didn't have a chance to take a picture. So yes, they are certainly spraying in Phoenix a great deal, which is great because that is just one more reason for me to get the hell out of here after I finish schooling. So there's one guy who actually thinks and sees, he's comprehending things for himself and using his own intellect and rationale to figure it out, and he's making plans as well. So as I say, all is not lost. Now I think we have Jeff in California. Are you there, Jeff?
Me well?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, Alan?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How you doing, sir? I just wanted to have a little bit of a question and a comment that's a little bit off topic, if you don't mind. My roommate, Menelik, actually called in 3 weeks ago, and he's been telling me about this stuff years ago. We've been friends for about 7-8 years now. And the amount of knowledge that he knows was just mind-boggling when he started telling me. It really opened up my eyes, and I opened up very quickly to all this stuff because, and the first feeling that you get is, my God, I've been had all these years.
Yeah.
It was a really strange feeling. It's almost like you wake up at that moment, and it's just like, I've been had. This whole thing is a trick, and it's amazing how all the pieces will fall into place.
Yeah.
One comment that I had for you, because we've gone all way beyond most of the stuff you've talked about, and just we have such an in-depth understanding of all this. And you mentioned that you were going to come out with a book.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is email you. I'll email you, and I want whatever it takes to help you get that book going. You know, we're willing to do it because we're into the mysteries at this point, and it's just fascinating to even go back into ancient times and how much they knew, and has nothing's really changed till now. You're right. You're
nothing's
absolutely
changed,
right.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. And it's. Yeah. You know, people haven't really changed that much, and, you know, like you said, a lot of the little technical stuff has gotten evolved, but us as people, we haven't evolved at all, actually.
The same tricks that were used thousands of years ago can be used over and over, and Plato said that if it worked in the past on people, on great amounts of people, it can be made to work again in the future if you know the formula, and they simply repeat the same formula. Give different names to whatever. Now it's called science. Science is the new priesthood. And whatever scientists say is treated as gospel truth.
Absolutely.
And people obey, you know.
One comment that I have, will you be setting up something on your website so maybe people can make a donation on a monthly basis? I think it's important that, you know, you're teaching all this stuff to everybody and everybody is able to contribute to you because, you know, for the cost of Starbucks, you know, five times a week, which you're getting killed anyway, you might as well start learning something, and to me it's important. But it's, I think the transactions are easier online, you know, if you do it on a monthly basis. That's just a comment that I have.
I'm putting up PayPal for donations only. Yeah.
That would be great, yeah. I mean, I'd love that. So, you know, it makes me feel good. I'm contributing to learning something real.
Yeah.
And, watching $180 a month on cable television, which is completely crap.
But also, don't forget the main thing, too. Regardless of all the stuff I could teach on ancient history and the mysteries and all the rest of it, you can get sidetracked into being fascinated and rather than being active in what's happening today.
Of course.
And that's the main thing, is you've got to be... This is why they merged the New Age with the facts of what's happening. It diverts people off into a different world of fantasy, imagination, and becomes more of a hobby with them. What we're going through at the moment is the most serious time we've ever gone through in history, and we've got to really become active and take our rights back before we lose them all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. On what back knows. With cutting through the matrix, going through some of the present-day matrix, because we do live in an illusion, really. It's a fiction we live in. Our ideas, our ideals even, are fictional, and they're propagated to us by very intelligent people who use scientific indoctrinations from the day we're born. Your parents themselves, who are indoctrinated, pass on the initial indoctrination. Then kindergarten, the school picks up on it, kills any individuality that you have left in you, or puts you on drugs if they find it still there. And then television and work and life takes over from there. And most people are pretty well burned out by the time they're 35, 40. They've lost all their ideals. They're just trying to get by. Their lives are generally living in a form of misery, even their relationships too, because no one has been allowed to have any peace, and especially not the family unit. When you see how much junk is put out there by television, that you're supposed to emulate all the impossibilities. It's to give you dissatisfaction. You see, most television is advertising itself. Advertising works on the fact that they can create dissatisfaction with what you are already, how you look, the color of your teeth and everything else. And they sell promises, not truths. That's what advertising is all about. And all of the television programming in between is there to give you predictive programming. It simply takes over where the ads left off, and it gives you whole bunches of little ideas to make you unhappy, generally with the person you're living with. And people don't mature anymore. They don't really talk much anymore. In fact, they hardly communicate. That television is blasting in most people's homes all day long and all evening long, when people should be talking and discussing about the things that matter to them. That's what bonding's all about. You bring in a television set and the bonding is destroyed. Now, getting back to this drill they've been having up to the 19th today, you'll find that Portland, Oregon is another model state by the UN. You see, they have model states within the United States already. And what that means is that the governing bodies of those big cities, the councils, etc., have been taking their orders from the United Nations for many, many years, and have created their little Soviet-type systems where you have street committees and all these different organizations. And people think that's all quite normal now, that a committee has to come down and approve your house to be painted, even though you supposedly own it. Ha, ha, ha. And that's a big, big joke right there, because no one owns their own homes. You can't own something and be forced out of it if you don't pay income property taxes. It's either one or the other, so which one is it, in fact? But in Portland, Oregon, this model little city, they're also going to pretend that they're going to put off a dirty bomb. There was a smoke bomb. And this is the excuse they gave the public to see where the wind carries it and what kind of area it will cover. Well, how on earth would they know which way the wind was blowing if the real thing happened? It's so farcical. It's meant just to condition the public, terrify them all into compliance. And they're setting up decontamination tents as well. So you go through this tent, get registered, and if they offer you free flu shots and you do all you're told to do, you get a free M&M, because M&M is pretending that the little pills they're going to give you. You get candies like you give to children. And you can even apply in lottos to win different things. That's what they're using, marketing techniques to get the public to go along. That shows you how well we're all trained in our lives through television and media, through gaming and all the rest of it. All the stuff that used to be run by the mafia now is generally run by the government. So have you noticed that? Here in Canada, when Bob Rae was in Ontario, he actually brought up the Chicago bosses of the big casinos in the States. And it was in the Toronto Sun and the Star and different newspapers. He was having meetings with mafia bosses. And Bob Rae was the premier, that's right, the governor of Ontario. And he wanted to find out how to set up the big casinos so that they wouldn't get looted by corrupt employees. So they're in bed together, you see. That's the real mafia is government. That's what it consists of. It's totally, completely corrupt. And it's not just become corrupt. It's just that it's blatantly corrupt. In the old days, they put a little bit of show on and pretense. But today, they don't even bother. And the general public don't bother because, unfortunately, again, through the society that's been given to us, a psychopathic-type culture, dog-eat-dog, who cares about your neighbor, then we tolerate more corruption at the top. And unfortunately, there's something within humanity that's never mentioned, and that is the fact that most people worship extremely wealthy. That's the name of the game in the psychopathic system, is wealth, incredible wealth. People within the U.S. Senate and Congress have put up there through corrupt means. The Kennedys were well known for it, amongst others, the Bronfmans and so on, running the old whiskey scams, the whiskey trade and the cocaine trade back in the Great Depression days when they had prohibition. That's how they made their fortunes. Now, Joseph Kennedy used to go over because he became a great friend of the Queen, and he'd live in Buckingham Palace when he was over there with his wife. I mean, they're all in bed together at the top. The legal system and the illegal system, the overworld, the underworld, that's how it's always been run. And if you want to know how old this system is, go back into the histories of Egypt, for instance. And wherever you see the same symptoms, you'll see the same disease. The symptoms are incredible, incredible wealth for a few who live in incredible luxury, surrounded by massive poverty and homelessness. You'll see prostitution everywhere, the drug scams everywhere, and anything goes.
Larry
in
Nevada?
Symptoms. So I think we have a caller from Nevada. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Alan. This is Larry.
How are you, Larry?
Good. I'd like to ask you what you think really happened in two events that were quite big events in the U.S. back in the previous century. Mm-hmm. One of them is the Amelia Earhart, her trip around the world where she supposedly disappeared. And the other is the Lindbergh kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what you think really happened with these two events and really what was the significance of them.
Well, the first one is up for grabs. You speculate forever. You know, the second one, there was a lot of dealing at that particular period with the U.S. and Germany. As Germany came to the fore, you realize that lots of people within the Western world supported Hitler. In fact, Hitler was Time Life Man of the Year twice in the 1930s. Everybody was for him, including all the aristocracy of the Western countries. And I think he did a few said a few things maybe he was blamed for, and then he was given a form of blackmail that simply ended in disaster. So we'll never get to the bottom of it. You're as well as talking about Kennedy, too. And until the perpetrators come out and tell us the absolute truth, all we're left with is a credible suspicion because the facts don't measure up.
Yeah, both stories, there's lots of holes in both.
Yeah, and yet, I don't even bother chasing the mysteries because that's what they're put out there for the public, too, is to keep you intrigued forever. And when you're intrigued in the past, you're not looking towards what's happening today or the future. All you can handle, all you can do is change the future. The past is gone.
That's true. Yeah.
And we've got to, you know, that there are so many authors put out there on purpose to intrigue you back into the past or way back into Atlantis. And the only data you have on Atlantis came from Plato, from his great-great-great-uncle Solon. And beyond that, there's nothing else. The rest of it is speculation. A lot of stuff poured out by the high Masonic clubs back in the 1800s that's simply been rehashed 100 times by new authors. The only data we have on things like that is very sparse indeed, and a few histories left by various Greek historians. All we know of Atlantis is they went to war with the different countries, and eventually the Spartans actually held them off. And during that battle, their home island went down. Many people think it was actually in the Aegean Sea, where Terra and a few other islands around the rim of what once was a huge volcano, they still survive. We do know from the frescoes on the walls, the paintings, hand paintings in every little room, these people were very, very wealthy. They left records of all their shipping. They were the great merchants of the ancient world. But as far as high tech and all that went, there's no sign of it anywhere. There is pure speculation.
It's funny how people seem to put more credibility in, people like Edgar Cayce or Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Nostradamus was the Grand Master of the Lodge in France at the time. And he, under him was Montgomery from Scotland, Lord Montgomery. And it's quite easy to set up the whole scenario there because those knights practiced every day from childhood, and they could literally put a lance, they could knock a plum off a stick on the gallop. And so it was quite easy to get someone's eye taken out and have Nostradamus predicted in advance, especially when it was his second in command who did it, and that was Montgomery from Scotland. And the Montgomerys, of course, were along with the Sinclairs, were the heads of the remnants of the Knights Templar. It was all part of the old revenge strategy, but there was nothing magical about it. And even the name Nostradamus is an occultic play on words as well.
Yeah, it seems that people seem to gravitate more towards the, you know, people are more interested in going to a psychic than to actually get facts from a, you know, source.
Yeah, same with Casey. Edgar Casey's grandfather, this is admitted too, and published. His grandfather was one of the high masons in the U.S. at the time. And even Casey admitted himself that everything he knew was taught to him by his grandfather that spent most of his youth with him.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So we've got to stop being fooled by the con men here. And they put them out all the time. You see, the public are so fascinated by stuff they can never prove.
Yes, exactly.
So you're back into belief systems. They give you belief systems.
Yeah, we're back into you know, paganism and.
Hey, Jeff in California again. He didn't.
We have all this ability to increase our intelligence. Yes. Yet
yes.
People seem to gravitate towards the.
And what people want too, and all ages, what they want is a guarantee of the future, like an insurance policy. They want to be told it's good for them personally. It's going to turn out well. Everything's going to be hunky dory. And don't worry, you'll get married to a tall, dark, handsome stranger and be very rich and all that kind of stuff. So what they want is a prediction of good fortune for the future.
And they don't care what, I mean, look at Jean Dixon. She made a living out of making one correct prediction. And it doesn't matter how many times she's wrong, people will still gravitate to her, or did gravitate toward her just because of her prediction with the assassination.
Yes, and also you'll find, too, there's another one out there that's got a lot of followers amongst women, married women, women up to their 50s, and she also has made false predictions. She was sued recently, this particular one, not Dixon, though. She was sued for telling a couple that their daughter was killed and murdered, and she was paid for it, and then they found out a while later the girl was still alive somewhere.
Mm.
So, you know, people love this kind of stuff.
Oh, yes.
And that's why they always generally pick the ancient past and so on, because you could never, ever prove your theories. It's wide open to speculation. It's a universe of speculation. And these characters, the charlatans, know how to take the public for a ride.
Yes. Thank you for your input. And just before we part here, I live in Las Vegas, and the last couple of years I noticed it really been spraying heavy.
Uh-huh.
And, but this year I noticed there seems to be an absence of it, so I have no idea why.
Yeah, if you get up early in the morning, you might see them do. See, a lot of the places now where it's been more noticed, because they do take their pulse of the public, when there's a lot of complaints going on, they start spraying towards the morning, off outside the city, and the wind blows it over.
Oh.
And you'll find that's been happening an awful lot recently. I see it at night sometimes. You'll actually see them going under the moon and crisscrossing away, and they use the wind, the prevailing wind, to bring it over.
So people seem to think that there's an absence of it when they're just changing their time schedule.
That's right, yeah.
Well, thank you, Alan.
It's a pleasure, yeah. Now, I think Jeff is still on the line for a summary. Hello, Jeff, are you there?
Alan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? I got disconnected before, but I didn't get to my question. The main question I wanted to ask you was, you had mentioned before about the gentleman that was the father of the inoculation with the polio vaccine.
Yeah.
With the cancer viruses inside.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, like you said before, a lot of what you read, they spin you off into completely different directions, and I know there's a cure for this stuff, you know. Is there books back that you've come across, you know, early books that have actually made some sense onto this cancer virus that you know of? Because the last thing I've read was something about with Raymond Rife and the guy's discoveries on electrodes.
Yeah, I know all about that. I know all about that. They still sell all these machines today, but I've yet to meet anyone that's ever been cured of anything by one of these machines, and they're very expensive.
Right.
And also, the machines they're selling are nothing like the ones that Rife used. He used a tube which flashed a light very similar to an X-ray. The ones they're selling today are simply little electrodes attached to the skin.
Right. So basically, the only people who get these treatments are the elite.
Oh, there are real cures for things, but the public will never have access to them. Back in 1995, I think it was, the politicians of every Western country signed orders in council, really, agreed to put bills through to give themselves particular preferential treatment, themselves and their families, mind you, all politicians and higher bureaucrats, special treatment in high-quality military hospitals. It was never explained to the public why they should have a different setup for them. But, yeah, they do get inoculations that really do work.
Wow.
They don't get the stuff that kills us off that we get.
Yeah.
And,
my mother's got it, and, you know, I took her a couple of times for her treatments, and it's amazing the amount of people that have cancer. I mean, the people are really dropping like flies, Alan. I mean, this is
Yeah, if you go into the cancer statistics, you're going to go into it. Now, 30 years ago, doctors were being trained that cancers were maybe 1 in 10,000. Today, they're actually coming out and believing it's 1 in 2, and they think it's normal. So they don't know their histories, those young doctors. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month.
Hey, Alan,
the Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix the last couple of minutes. Now, I'd ask some of the callers to try and keep their questions short and not to sort of hog the line because other callers try to get in. And just to end tonight, I'd like people to try and check in, see if you can get into CBC Archives. That's a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation archives, and look up bacteriophages, because bacteriophages were used for antibiotics in place of antibiotics all throughout the Soviet era from 1917 on down. Brought to the Soviet Union from a doctor from Canada who left in 1917 to help the revolution. And he just knew the formula, which meant this is an old formula, and they had been breeding bacterium and viruses, which could literally destroy other viruses and bacterium. And the CBC did a documentary special, showed you the laboratories, and all you needed to do was inhale a little puff from an inhaler, and you were cured of pneumonia within before the day was out. And we'd never heard a peep of that all throughout the Cold War. We're still on antibiotics today, and we're slaves to the pharmaceutical companies who are always complaining that they just can't keep up with this evolution in bacterium. So it shows you there's many, many other cures out there that actually work, and they kept that quiet from the entire Western world. The Western world knew about it, but they didn't tell the public there's another way to do this. Very cheap, too, and extremely effective. And the viruses that they'd set up to eat the bacterium literally were timed out. They could program them to only be in your system for a day, 2 days, and once they'd eaten up their targets, they died off. Very effective, and yet not a peep. Now, a company from Alberta bought that up for a company in New York. They said it'd be shortly available to the public, but we'll never, ever see that come on the market for the public because it actually works. These are cures, you see. The cures are kept from the public, and Charles Galton Darwin's biggest beef was we can't help the public and eradicate diseases and get their population down at the same time. Now, think about that. Why should they help you? The whole idea is to depopulate. They're not out there to help you. And these health services have become authorities because whatever they're going to give you in the near future is going to be to your detriment. I can guarantee you that, because you must use something that people have been taught to believe in to ultimately do you in. That's what it's all about. Now, for those who listen to my show, remember, I don't get paid for any of my shows, never have. So I'm brought to you by you, and I rely upon your donations. So look into the website if you want to help out and send something off to me, and I'll come out with more and more information as time goes on. I try to stay on the relevant stuff. Yeah, I could talk forever on the mysteries, etc., and symbolism, and the many, many meanings of them, the different degrees, all the way up the ladder, 360. But let's stick on the basic facts right now. From Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
All right, thanks, Alan.
With recent